Enda, you are now entering a space for black history, a voice for the voiceless, the Harbinger on the Line Revolution, a marriage of chillers and platform that will last longer than it, girl's marriage. Welcome to Black Excellence. Do not fear, for if you do, just sip on some grandeur. And if you still do, ask ourselves, what would Mapapunzi do? Pagama chila, itlesha lefiki. Ungo yigi, even when they ask you, how sabi yini? Do not fear, for if you do, just say, anistivi. This is the medicine of censorship. This is the pill. Which one is that one? Podcast and chill.
Ramaphosa's farm. And one of them was worth like 2.1 million.
Jeesh.
In an auction that happened yesterday. Bella. So, yeah, I don't know if you guys care about that.
What does that have to do with Pata Pata?
A lot of people are raising like eyebrows to cows. Say, I get it, they, we don't know. Firstly, why are cows so expensive? Why is he buying?
Yeah, you're a menu fan. Tell us. y'all buy cows for millions.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives. That's how they say it, Valerie.
Yeah.
Shit, man. That was wild, man. Is that the one with Brooke?
No, that's Bold and the Beautiful. That's... And it shows like fashion people, designers and stuff. That one is the one in heaven with the hourglass.
But Brooke was the original Svevenki, right?
The original TV is Faber, yeah.
Because she married everyone.
Logan.
And his son, eh?
Yeah, married Ridge.
Ridge,
with
yes.
With the horse face, the jaws and stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, married. And you know, Ridge Forrester, like, he sings in real life. He's got albums and
for
stuff.
For real?
Yeah, he's a musician.
Like, even till this day?
Yeah, he sings.
Damn.
He's got albums and stuff. And then married the son.
Yeah.
And then married everybody else.
Stefano Dumero as well, ne?
Stefano Dumero was just...
She didn't marry him.
Nah, these days of our lives, bro. Come on, man.
Oh, man.
Yo, bro, you're dropping the soapies here. Don't drop the soap, nigga. What the fuck?
Dog, this shit is like 20 years ago.
Don't confuse a soapy. Stefano Demaro, Demira, or whatever.
Yeah.
Is in days, he was obsessed with Melina, remember?
Melina.
And him and John. What's John Black?
Yeah.
John Black?
John Black.
It's John Black. John. This one.
Which one is the one with Sam?
Sam is Days of Our Lives. Sam.
Yes.
Sammy, isn't Sammy the Crow?
Yes.
And he was in love with, what's that guy with the dark hair? Well, for the longest time, but he didn't want her. He wanted Carrie. But Carrie loved Austin. All right, put that to now. We want the kids to play in the streets, you know? We would watch two, Cody, Dab and Froy. And then at five, you watch Days, you know? Yeah, when I was tired of being a field pop in the streets, yeah, I would watch that shit.
Yeah,
and I was like in grade 7.
Fuck, man. Good old days, eh?
Yeah, Days of Our Lives. Oh, Austin and Carrie.
Speaking about TV shows, have you guys checked out Naked and Afraid of Love?
Yeah. The one on TLC, right?
Yes, that's the one.
Yeah.
Is it a movie?
No. It's a reality show.
Reality show. Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's like they got 16 contestants and they're all naked and the aim is to find love, both men and women.
So 8 women.
Yeah.
8 men.
Yes. Stuck in an island.
In an island.
Trying to find love.
Naked.
Naked.
Yeah, boy. Would you do a show like that?
Well, yes. as a former reality show
star.
Contestant. Star. Star. Star Bani, Stamina. Not Star. Yeah. Star Bani. Stamina. Because I got the stamina.
Hey.
All right now.
Stamina. Stamina. winner. Yeah. I would.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, like, and I think a lot of first dates should be naked.
Because
think about it, right? You cut through all the facades,
yes.
The masks. I've borrowed cologne from... Okay, not from you. You don't wear cologne. Mac doesn't wear cologne. I've borrowed cologne from MASH.
Hey, it's going to be a long show, eh?
I've borrowed IS BMW. I've borrowed MASH's Off-White.
Yes.
Right? And then I've borrowed Mac's bank account. Right?
Yes.
Yes. I'm there swiping and I'm lying. Like,
yes.
No, true story. And most girls, like, niggas do that.
Yes.
One, they're sharing a flat, four of them. He knows, yo, you got the best shoes. You got the best cologne. Yo, bring me your card, I'll pay you in installments. I'm going on a first date. Yeah? And you get there, you're this fleshy guy. You're right? And you don't know what the girl has borrowed,
yeah.
Right, to look. So if we're both naked, you've seen my dick. It's uncircumcised.
Yeah.
I'm seeing your stretch marks and everything.
Yeah.
So we can get to speak honestly about ourselves.
Because
it's easy to say, I'm a CEO of, you know, a listed company. Because you look the part. But when you're naked, you can just be yourself.
Would you do it, Ghost Lady?
It's a perfect way to find out.
I wouldn't be in the show. I'm just here for the content. So I'm watching that definitely.
So you wouldn't definitely do it?
No.
Come on. Look at
that. Maybe for the right bag.
Summer.
Maybe for the right bag. I mean, we all want love in an island, paradise. But for the bag, the right bag, yes.
Well,
not just in gyms.
Which
do they get
bags.
Paid? Do they get paid? Do the contestants actually get paid?
If you win.
Oh,
clearly,
okay.
Surely, if you, there's always a reward with the reality shows.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, to me, it's a perfect way to find love. And the most natural way, because our ancestors... did meet one another, and by meet Tisana one another, naked. It's the purest form of human interaction.
Yeah,
it reminds me of the naturist thing we did. So I definitely would enter that show.
Yeah,
just talk about. I want to see how it happens, like how they interact.
No, you must check it out, man. It's on TLC Channel 135 every Tuesday at 9 p.m.
Tuesday at 9 p.m. Channel 135 TLC.
Yeah, on DSTV.
Afraid and.
Naked and afraid of love.
Naked and afraid of love.
Casual.
Ah, got to, bro. Because we've complicated life so much. Mm. Life is simple, man. We're just humans walking around. Like any other animals. Mm. When you go to the Kruger National Park, it's just animals naked, interacting with one another. Those who mate. And, you know, and it is what it is.
They've survived extreme wildlife. But can they survive?
He's so beautiful. I end up here, bud.
Extreme dating. Brand new. Naked and afraid of love. Tuesday on TLC.
Anyway, and now, what I mean, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Malikant is here. Malikant, what's going on with the subtitles, guys? Come on now.
Guys, we're the biggest podcast in Africa. The guy, mom, there she's talking about how she lifted, you know, Hector Peterson, Buseni goes. The subtitles are like, ass is nice after she showered. Not when it's sweaty. And you're like, what the fuck is going on?
At some point it was gibberish. Didn't even make sense.
Yeah, it's like it's Samsung not Chanchi.
No, guys. Is it because we recorded the day before, so you didn't have time?
Yeah, that plays a contribution.
It contributes. You don't know what happened.
No, because they came fine.
So who watches this and like, yeah, guys, it's good to go. Let's upload.
There's no time to watch.
So how do you upload the please give him a mic. How do you upload the subtitles?
Yeah, no.
How do you upload them? Like do you put it in the software?
She sends it the
SRT file.
Okay, cool. So well there's a lead who does the subtitles, right?
Yeah.
So she uses a software. And so the software, sometimes it automizes the subtitles, right? The ones that you saw, the ones that are not okay.
Auto?
Right? Yeah. So they automate. So
the that's horrible.
No, listen. So now she has to go back and edit them, right? Which she did, right? Then we saw them. They are fine, right? So when you put the SRT file, which is the format that you have to put on Premiere
Pro, yeah, so yeah, subtitle use, file.
Yes. So it automatically puts on the correct ones that are edited and the ones that are that automatic, right? So I don't know what happened, right? Because the one that was appearing was the correct one, right? So I were there watching there. I can see, man, here along the way, there's something wrong. So I'm like, ah, flip. I think the ones that are appearing are the ones that are automatic, right? Because already when you put that thing on the software.
Now, I want to know, who am I firing? That's all I want to know. He's going on and on, automatic.
He's trying to confuse the enemy.
He's trying to blame the algorithm.
Yes, yes, okay, yes, okay. Automation.
So, listen, I'm not blaming any algorithm whatsoever. So what happened is that, this is what I think, this is what I assume, right? Ugote, so on Premiere Pro, if you render, right, there's a small eye that you can spread, you can press, right? So I think it was pressed. So when you press that eye, it's I don't know, bro. So when you press that eye,
you're gonna blame the eye, dog.
It's gonna show the wrong one.
Omunyu combo, munyu
swen, munyu. I don't know.
Gosh. Yeah. Yo, bro. So are you telling me at some point we automate this thing? Like, there's my lady from Soweto, and this software is gonna listen. It literally picks up her totita from Soweto and automates.
Yeah, but then you can edit that, right? So. Yeah, it makes life easy for you. Then you go back.
How accurate is it? With our mix, because we speak mixed languages.
When it's Venek, it's never going to be accurate. So you have to go back and edit, and then listen and then edit. So hence, like, everything was under subtitles. Even the English part had subtitles. So it did automate even the English part that you guys were saying.
It's like the YouTube, doesn't YouTube have a thing like that, right? Where you switch on subtitles and it just tries its algorithm.
It
and does. Tries its
but
luck.
With YouTube, you can't
it's also
edit
gibberish.
That. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, get your shit together, guys. You're making us look bad, man.
All right.
Making us look
bad. Yeah, but then again, they're like 24 hours. So I think the reason they use that is because of the automation and then go and try fix because of the time thing. But let's just get 5 people to do the subtitles. One does 15 minutes, 15 minutes,
yeah.
15 minutes. Within an hour, everybody's done, as opposed to one person doing a whole hour.
Yeah, and we can take it from your salary. It's not like you need it.
Yeah. Oh, I need my salary, very much so. Oh, I need my salary. Biggest podcast in Africa, man. You know, you'll make a plan. Because you don't buy shoes, you're always wearing Pac-Pac. So you'll take a good 10 grand from your shoe budget. Because some of us
my
don't buy
shoestring.
Shoes. Shoestring budget. You're on a shoestring budget. Wow. You know what I mean? Make a plan. Yeah.
Also, we've got a new guest lady. Yes.
TGL. Hi.
Her name is Trina. How are you, Trina?
I'm good. How are you?
Saul tells me you've been hounding him to be a
I've
ghost
been,
lady.
I've been. Yeah. I mean, I know this thing. Every time you guys talk about broadcasting, I'm like, I'm a fucking broadcaster.
Wait.
Like, I'm here.
Wait.
I was on Alex FM.
That doesn't count.
You
come
were.
On.
You left.
I've left. So, yes, I have left.
Damn.
Yeah. No, just purely because of business. I just was like, let me just focus on my business. But yeah, I mean, at heart, I'm also like the girl. You know
what businesses?
No, I've got a business. It's called Small Business Runway. It's basically like a business development agency. It's just our belief that, you know, every small business needs a chance to, you know, run a successful business. So you help you with your accounting, get your taxes sorted, websites, digital marketing, things like that.
Dope.
Register your business on the app.
Yeah, the Chillers Market.
On the Chillers Market, right?
Yeah, Chiller also.
Yeah. I should actually.
How did you feel as a radio fundi when you heard Saul's going to Kaya?
Yo, I think it was a conflict. For me, I don't know. I was in between. I felt like, obviously, everybody, like, betrayal. Because it is, guys. It's just like, I don't know. I was two ways about it. Let me just say that. But then, I mean, after we had the
she's
conversation.
Good, eh? She
didn't answer it, eh? But she said betrayal. How was it betrayal?
No, I just betrayal? Felt those thoughts come because you're just like, okay, so when I know you're going to go secure a bag, and obviously with the conversations you've had on this podcast that you don't like or necessarily agree with everything mainstream, now you go to that very same mainstream. You know?
When Mac got the job at SABC 1, did you feel betrayal?
But he didn't do it eventually, Saul.
No, he got fired.
And you kept saying
he wasn't ready to do it. He was big.
He got fired in 2 hours.
He was ready, you know what I mean? And they were like, yo, because people were bitching.
The only one that was betrayed is Alex FM when she started a small business, Shandy's.
You know? But I started it before, Alex. I started before.
He started radio so before the podcast.
I started radio like way before. I got like yeah. 8 years on
no,
radio.
No, but after the conversation this past week, it was like, oh, okay, I actually understand. And you're happy for the guy, you know, as long as, you know, there's this team. Because we look at this team and like, ish, you know, I wonder how McG feels.
Top 5 radio DJs?
Guys. Okay, so I think I'm just an Anele all the way.
Oh, yeah, Anele.
Anele's good.
Anele's good. And she's coming back on radio now on the 1st of July. So we'll see what happens. You'll be on the breakfast. She'll also be on breakfast.
It's just, not a problem.
Yeah, hey. We'll see. You think so?
No, but I mean, KFM audience, her audience, KFM, the people they're going for, come on.
It's the same, dog.
It's the same.
Yeah.
Then it's fine. Let radio prevail, you know?
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah,
it's radio, bro. You know, she's a legend. We love Anele, but it's radio at the end of the day.
Yeah,
like if you're doing a slot and you're competing with Fresh, you'd still be like, fuck it, let radio happen.
You know what I mean? Exactly. Man, not showing flames, man. It's not 1996 here. Yeah. I love Fresh, man.
He's fair.
Yeah. Give me more.
Yo, there's not much to be honest, hey?
Ha!
I thought I was really good. I had a 9 to 12, and it was focused like on women and children. I thought I was good.
Yeah.
So I'm just waiting to be picked up.
Damn, so you in your own top five?
No, I mean, right there, yeah. I mean, wow. I studied radio back in 2012, and then I never pursued that whole industry. Went to work in marketing, sales, advertising agency, all of that. But when I went to radio last year, it was like the best thing that happened, even in terms of the business, the contacts, people you meet, things like that. But if I were to give you another one, there's a girl, Zanella. She's on 5.
Oh yeah, Zanella Potella. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, Potella. Yeah.
She used to be on the podcast.
Oh really?
Yeah.
As a ghost?
I don't know. She was on the ladies' podcast, and then we trended, and she's like, deuces.
I'm not doing the pots. I'm out of here.
I don't want no smoke. Anyway, I gotta say, Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there, man.
Happy Father's Day
to you, Saul.
Thank you.
Did you get anything?
No. I'm going to see my daughter now afterwards. Yeah. I don't live with my daughter. Baby mama situations. We broke up.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go see my daughter now.
Yeah.
Obviously at creche. You know why teachers? Draw your dad. Or bring a picture of your dad and draw a suit around him. So probably get something like that from school.
And you, I?
And Father's Day on Father's Day. I got 100 rand at a time at least. That's all.
For Father's Day?
Yeah.
What fucker is that, bro?
How old is your son, man? Who bought you the airtime?
They don't care about Father's Day, dog. I promise you.
Yeah, no one gives a fuck about Father's Day. No one gives a fuck about us.
But at least I got 100 rand airtime.
Wouldn't it be funny, 20 years from now, someone knocks at Mesh's door, he opens, and it's... What if his kids from Roadkills?
From Mpumalanga, from Limpopo, Cape Town.
Someone, I'm coming to Chablan. Chablan,
my mom was your Roadkill.
Nothing on my toilet. Scraper, new cassette. Who in my toilet?
Hey, okay, shy road kill man.
I was at a gig last night. I was with
condomized,
Jason.
Condomized.
So I'm at a gig last night. Where were we playing, Kwanji?
Bethel.
Bethel.
We're in Bethel.
So one girl comes up to me, she's like, because I was with Jason. She's like, yo, is this Smash? I'm like, yes. She's like, please tell him I want a piece roadkill.
Story of our lives.
Oh,
like,
man.
Literally, like, I want to be roadkill. Where's Smash? Where's Nail? Oh, no, someone asked, where's Nail?
Yeah.
As we're getting in the bus, like, where's Nail? Where's Nail?
No one ever wants Tato. What's wrong, bro?
Hey, bro, you must give Tato the mic. You know? You must talk sometimes, you know? Hey?
That's why he's busy pressing I there on. Shit, man, let me call my dad. I've never wished him Father's Day, eh?
Oh, for real?
Yeah, I've never actually wished him ever.
For real, well, yeah. His own fault, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
but he's getting old, man.
It's not like you're a bad son.
Mm-mm.
It's just you have to be present father to get a Father's Day, you know, a happy Father's Day wish.
Yeah, let me call him, man. He's getting old, man, at least.
How old is he?
I don't know, actually.
Yeah?
I know as much as you do about my dad.
Well, at least you have yours number.
Is it a battle of who's got the worst dad?
Yeah. Shit. What's his surname, man?
Ramatea.
Oh, Ramatea. Oh, Ramatea. Oh, it's Venda.
You see.
See.
This is what happens.
Wait,
try put him on.
He's like, Mac.
You know what?
This motherfucker. Oh, glue. He's like, he's looking at your phone right now, like, this nigga. This nigga right here.
I'm gonna drop him like he did when I was a kid. Anyway, dog, let's talk about music, bro. There's so much music out there, bro. People are releasing,
it's
man.
It's crazy, bro. Yeah, internationally, locally. How do you feel about the Drake album?
Jeez, man. It's not my cup of tea.
Or cup of coffee.
I don't know, man. But I get what they're doing, you know. I feel like he's at a stage now where he can do whatever the fuck he wants.
He's Drake, bro. He's Drake, broken all man. The records, did everything, claimed the throne.
Yeah. It's to me, when I listen to it, it sounds like something, like a personal project that he's been wanting to do. And then he just happened to release it because, like, fuck it. Why not? You?
I feel like it's weird because Black Coffee's on three songs, right? It's Overdrive, it's Text Go Green and Currents. But I feel like the whole album sounds is Black Coffee influenced.
Oh, yeah,
it sounds
yeah.
very much like, oh, is Black Coffee on this? You're like, oh, no. Oh, shout out to Tresor, he's also there. But I feel like he should have just given Black Coffee full control. Because some of the songs, they feel half-baked. Like, they're 3 minutes, and it's a dance album. And it's like, 3 minutes? Come on. And it sounds like a rapper doing dance, you know what I mean? Like, yo, there's an intro, there's a build-up, not all the time, but a break, nyana, and then it goes and goes and goes. There, it sounds like it's just a preview almost, you know? Like, 3 minutes out, in and out. You should have just given Black Coffee carte blanche and trust Black Coffee if he wants to break into maybe an Ibiza market or whatever, you know what I mean? So it felt like, if you want to do dance, trust dance guys to help you completely. But it's an okay album. There's no standout, like, ooh, smash hit for me.
Yeah. It's wild. I was chilling with Trezor last week sometime. And it's so wild.
For real,
dog. Yeah, yeah. You know, dude, like, you'll be talking to him and he's like, yo, sorry, I just got to take this. Drake is calling me.
For real?
Yeah, out of the blue. I'm like, what?
That Trezor is a genius. So what does he do? Like, I listen to Currents. What does he do, like? Does he do the production or help with the vocals?
A bit of both, I think.
Trezor's a big deal, man.
Yeah, Trezor's massive, bro.
Because, like, at M Studios, when I was to, like, record there, there's a studio, like, a Trezor studio named after him.
Yeah.
It's his studio.
Yeah.
That's a big deal.
No, he is, dog. He's one of those guys that are big, but just undercover, you know?
Because I feel like we don't celebrate him enough.
Yeah, in
South Africa, where he blew up. You know, obviously, he's Congolese, right?
Yeah.
But in South Africa, where he
Please
blew up.
Please check that. Is he Congolese? He's Congolese, ne? What did you think, Dina?
I haven't listened to the Drake album.
Sellout.
But from what I've heard, the reviews are not good. The reviews are not good. And when you think about it, because I listened to Kendrick Lamar, so I'm almost like, I'm curious to see what he's, what Drake is coming with, because Kendrick was, you know, dropped a few weeks ago and he was good. So you're kind of like, okay, let's see. I haven't listened, so I can't really, I can't judge.
Yeah. We listened to on the way to...
On the way back
from
Mpumalanga, then he go back to Mpumalanga.
So
weird
inside joke. Sorry,
yeah.
Anyway, so after we listened to the album, we played Kabza, the one with Msaki. I gotta say, man, I think I'm over, like, international music, man. Because after we jumped from Drake to Kabza, it just changed in the car. The mood changed.
The whole mood changed, bro. It was like,
this is music.
Why?
Yeah, we connected, you know? But it's international music. It almost takes me back to that conversation, which got Heavy K worked up and everybody else about the whole Black Coffee thing, you know? It's international stuff. We don't get it sometimes, and that's fine for us not to get it. Like, if you get to Algeria and play my piano, they're not going to get it. Or Morocco, they're not going to get it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's very okay, bro.
No, I'm saying like 10 years back, it was the other way around.
Oh, yes.
We were obsessed with international music. Ooh. Well, personally. Mm. But now it's the other way around, dog. I just listen to local wire, boy.
Because our sound has grown, bro.
Yeah.
So much, you know. And it's, yeah, bro. And that's, I'm happy, bro.
Yo, bro, and niggas are doing well, man.
Dude, yeah. Like, my cousin now is in the UK. So it's about to be in the UK and Canada, which yeah. speaks to how much the local sound is growing.
Yeah.
You know?
Who else is going to the UK? It's Musa Keys is going to the UK.
Oh, finally.
We're going to the UK.
Yeah, we're going to the UK.
You're probably the first Kai FM DJ yes. to be booked overseas, no?
Yeah, I am. First Kai FM DJ to be booked away from a Kaya. It's me. It is, yeah.
Hey, by the way, to all the promoters out there, when we come back from the UK, we're charging in pounds, niggas.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah. What did they say? Yesterday's price is tomorrow's price. What?
No. Yesterday's price ain't today's price.
Yeah.
Wait, gents. I'm also a promoter. I'll book you. Friend's price?
No?
Yeah, you'll book us our normal fee now, finally. You'll book us our current fee. You'll book us then, you know? Because already have a friend's price.
Are you really going to bring that up, dog?
Don't charge me in pounds when you come back, please.
The worst mistake I've ever done in my podcasting career was to tell I know grand points of shiny favor.
No, because I did favors first.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it was favor over favor.
Now you're counting.
Yeah? I did done now. That's why I'm
paying. No more favors.
It's payback
now.
Oh, shit, man. What else do you want to talk about? Oh, yeah, Zaix is now certified 4x platinum.
Damn!
Yeah.
What's that?
Osama.
Osama.
Yeah.
Yo, shout out, bro. Like, I see how Osama has changed Kasango's life. Like, he's all over the world. Like, he's in Athens, he's in somewhere, he's in Portugal. And you're like, damn, dude has just dropped Osama that I know of, or that blew up. You know, so shout out to Zaix, man. Shout out to that. That's incredible.
And we're at his 40th birthday party, eh?
Nah, 40 something. There's no way Zaix is 40, bro. Like, what's
so convinced Zaix is not 40?
Zaix is not 40, bro. No, I was in high school and Zaix was producing for Volvo Durango. And, you know, come on, there's no way Zaix is 40, bro. 40?
He's 42.
42?
19?
19? He's not 40. Oh.
26th of May, 1980.
Ah, you see. So it's 42 then, yeah.
So you believe 42?
Yeah, 1918, 42. Hey.
Aye. Is that the industry age?
Aye. Check again. I thought it was 43, 45, 42.
On the 26th of May in
1918. Is it? Okay, that sounds. Because if I was in matric,
yeah.
then he would have been 7 years older. Mm. So 25. Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah. What did you think about the party?
Industry. I mean, I was there for Zaix, man. When Zaix sends you a WhatsApp and invites you, you come. You know what I mean?
Same.
But everything else was industry. Industry, like. Oh, very industry. Oh.
Yeah, what did you mean? Because I came later.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I met Msaki.
Oh, yes.
I met Msaki.
Yes.
Very chilled person, very cool energy. San Els was amazing. His energy was good. I met Demo from Shana.
Yes.
I was surprised thing he was not there. What's his name? The vocalist from Shana? Shota.
Was
Shota and I was surprised. I was surprised he wasn't there. And then, funny story, when I met Zwai from TKZ.
Yeah.
Met Zwai from TKZ. Yeah. So I'm chilling with someone, I'm talking, and he's there, and he looks at me, and I look at him. You know, then I'm like, he seen me, okay. But I'm still chatting, you know. And then when I'm done, you can see he's waiting for me to come to him.
Because
it's a good man. He's a good man. He can't come to me. Like, who's Saul, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, rightfully so, I'm a fan.
Yeah.
I go to him. Then I'm like, hey, sure, Khrutmani. Man, I'm a huge fan of your guys' work, you know. Yeah, he's like, oh, okay, yeah, yeah. And who are you? I'm like, no, I'm Saul. I'm from some podcast on YouTube. Like, ah, that's where I know you from. Like, he didn't know. He's like, ah, that's where I know you from. Yeah. I'm like, ah, yeah, cool, cool. But I asked them, I DM'd them, like, great to meet you. I asked them if you'd come on the show. I told them, in case you missed it, because that's the thing, he's seen Kavelo's interview.
But you can't just assume he watched it. You can't just assume he knows.
He's seen Bugalab's interview, bro. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Are you telling me he hasn't seen Bugalab's interview?
Probably hasn't.
He has.
Mm-hmm. Not everybody's a chiller, my dog.
But it's his mate and longtime friend. Come on, and come on. He's seen Buga Tissue's interview.
Yeah.
But I asked him to come through. We'd really like to give him his flowers.
Yeah.
Do the whole trio, it'd be great.
Yeah.
Duke Olu as well.
Yeah.
That would be amazing, bro. I met him. I met Strava. He came, performed two songs, you know. Told him how much of a fan I am and how much his music really, you know, helped me through a very dark period. Met Boiti as well.
Boiti.
Obviously, she's not happy.
Yeah.
She's not happy with the podcast.
But you said hi, though. Did she say hi back?
Oh, no, we spoke. We spoke. And Strava was like, yo, be easy on him. Because Strava was here, and, you know, she was just giving
be it easy to, on
she was
him.
Like, just giving it. Oh, God. Wow. You know, she was like, yo, be easy on the guy, you know, because she was not happy, you know. She let out all her frustrations of the podcast on me, and was like, okay, cool, we spoke. Miss Cosmo met her.
Do you still owe Miss Cosmo?
Oh yeah, I must pay actually, like, tomorrow. Like, you know, like, by the time you see this, I would have paid her. You know. Yeah, no, because she came to my gig,
but
it was a flop.
Yeah.
You know, with her, it was a different situation. I didn't like, ask. She came to my gig, and it was a flop. Mm. You know what I mean? Mm. I didn't pay Euphonic also from that gig. Mm. Tutu, every time I would see her, she'd remind me, but she's no longer working with Euphonic now.
Yeah.
So it was a gig thing. It was a gig thing. It was in Leondale, I remember. Chalk and Cheese Picnic. It's from there, you know? Yeah, man. Otherwise, yeah, we spoke. She's cool. But obviously, it's always weird, you know?
Mm.
Like, the industry, bro, it's always weird.
Why are those parties like that, bro? Why is
it weird?
Why is the energy weird, man?
The energy is weird. It's weird, 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 weird. And I don't say this because of now. I've never liked it. When I was on YFM, I didn't go to those events. Unless YFM is a partner and I need to be there. When I was at 5FM, I didn't go to those events. I get invited all the time. I don't go because of that shit. It's just...
Why? I'm asking, why are industry events like that?
I don't know.
Hey.
It's very fake. It's very, very fake. And no one is ever like... Honest.
Okay,
you feel people's energy.
Let's deep dive. Okay, so... Guys go there. Number one to network, definitely. They're there to secure bags.
So they claim.
What do you mean by that?
Like, dog, it's the industry. It's small. If you want anyone's numbers, you always get the number. Like, I can get anyone's number. You can get anyone's number.
Sure,
you don't
sure,
need
sure.
to be at the event.
Yeah.
You don't need to act like you love the person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, everybody was going to tweet shit tomorrow when we get in trouble, but no one there except for Boiti, no one there came and be like, you know what, man, you guys are so talented, but I hate your platform.
Yeah, you get me, but
they're gonna be the first ones to tweet that tomorrow.
Mm.
But when they get there, they smile at you. You know what I mean? So that's the fakeness. I don't get. And you don't need to be there to network with people. You can get people's numbers, especially because I know your work, you know my work.
Mm.
You know what I mean? I call, yo, ah, okay, cool. If you're not sure, let's meet up then. You know, you don't need to be there.
Okay, so we're taking away networking.
Mm.
What about relevance? Because you got to be seen in the pictures.
Yes.
Okay.
A lot of the times, people do it for relevance. They do it for, I'll be in the Sunday World, you know? Mm. I'll be in this article, I'll be in that. And literally, that's most of the times what people, you know, say. I remember, like, back then, when V Entertainment was a thing on Vuzu,
there'll
be the whole, those shows where you're there and stuff, you know?
Mm.
And you know, if you go to these parties, you're going to be on that show. You're going to be on Selim Matunta's going to be there. You're going to be on this and that. Shashi's going to be there. And most people just do it for that.
So that means people go to these events for other ulterior motives except what the event is about? Because the event was to celebrate Zix Bantwini's 40th or 42nd, whichever you want.
40-something. Literally, the party was hashtag Zix 40-something.
Yeah, but clearly not, people weren't there to celebrate that.
That's tricky because remember what I said, if you get a personal invite from Zix, you go. So what were we there for? Because we were not there for that.
No, we're there because it's Zix, bro.
Maybe everybody else. Think about it.
Man, I just need to understand.
Normally when it's like a something launch or whatever, or awards, how many awards have we been invited to?
Yeah, please.
And we don't go, you know, because it's like, oh, it's going to be a room full of, you know? Mm. It's like with the Black Coffee thing, you got invited and you went there because it's Black Coffee and you're a fan, you know what I mean?
What do you think? You've been to some industry parties, eh?
It's simple, Doug. Everyone is chasing clout and relevance because popularity is what's going to get you gigs and money.
It's a currency.
That's all. If you're seen on pictures, you're on magazines and all of that stuff.
So hence I'm saying that everyone goes there except for this very...
But networking is part of it.
Yeah?
It is part of it. Some people go for networking, but most of all, relevance and popularity.
Mm.
If you're seen with Boity on a snap, obviously... That's association. That's association. When you're associated, people start to book you or whatever.
He's right.
Kanti Bayenzani, I'm sorry, guys. I'm just curious. Bayenzani, what do they do? Is it like a party? They sit down? Or what's the fakeness? How does the fakeness... What does it look like, the fakeness? Or the pretense?
It's superficial. It's pretense. It's people smiling like they love you when they don't.
Taking pictures.
It's that. Literally, it's that. It's people smiling like they love you when they don't, you know?
I literally know when I go to an industry event, it's going to be, oh, man, love your show. You guys are doing well. Next guy, love your show.
Isn't that what the industry is?
And when we face the heat, no one is ever going to come out and say, yo, guys, but the guys are so amazing. We love them. They're doing well.
Yeah, exactly.
It's fake, man.
Yeah. Anyway, speaking about awards, we got an award, another one, bro. I didn't even know about this. We got an award for Top Media Brand at the Top Youth Owned 16 Brands Awards.
Top
Media Brand.
Oh, shout out. Thank you.
Yeah. But no one was there to collect it, man. We should have sent someone, man.
Bro,
don't look at me.
Yeah, man. Like, who's going to go collect?
Tato, you got nothing to do, dog.
Yeah. You're not fetching roadkill. They're not fetching you. They're not looking out for you. Please go collect the award for us. It's so awkward. Like, and Kai, they were asking me, like, so which awards have you guys won? I'm like, in the program, I'm like, many. I don't know. I can't recall.
Because
we don't really live for those things. We don't follow them. And, you know, it's not our thing.
Yeah. Anyway, guest coast lady, what you got for us?
Yeah. Okay. So for me, I was just looking at the story, Shame, Mpolitolanyane and Yeye. Apparently, they've separated.
No way.
Process of divorce or something's going on. But it looks like she's changed her name back to My Boy her profile, Twitter, Instagram, things like that. So I don't know how long did it last. Longer than It Girls. Like, how do we classify? My Boy?
Nah. I'm for My Boy's family, man. Don't do that, man.
Okay. Just checking.
You just started today, man. No, hey, don't get too excited.
I'm kidding.
No,
but I mean, it's always sad, you know. It's not nice, you know.
Yo, that looks solid, though, bro.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it seems like such a humble guy. He doesn't seem like...
He's at Konka every weekend.
Yes. He doesn't seem like he's at Konka, at Magubenjalo. He's grooving. He's got roadkill and stuff. He seems like a very... like a family guy. I wonder what happened.
Why are so many people divorcing, man?
Bro, Linyalo a super party. Nkanako humutiba.
What does that mean?
I take time to know her. Percy Sledge did a song, Take Time to Know Her.
Yeah.
You know, marriage ain't easy or something. And then, who's the guy who, Mparanyan? What's his name who sang it in South Africa? Mparanyan. You're not sure? Mparanyan. And then Mparanyan. Yes.
Are you okay?
You're asking me over here about to fact check.
He looks like he wants to cry. I think it's the subtitle things. It got to him, man.
Are you okay, bro?
Right now? Howdy, dog. Your subtitles are good, dog.
No one is getting fired. You know Mac can't fire for shit. You know Mac can't fire for shit. You know that, right? Nah, no one's getting fired, guys. Calm down, relax. Yeah, so Mparanyana did a song like Nkanako Humutiba, Linyalo Hasipa Body. Mary Jane Easy, bro.
I remember I was meant to find someone on the podcast.
You meant to find someone?
Yeah. And then, so we're having the chat. I'm like, yeah.
You ended up saying, I love you, my dog.
So we ended up chatting. I'm like, hey, man, this thing's not working out. You know, can you try something else? Whatever, whatever. And they're like, ah, no, give me one more chance. I'm like, okay. And they still, yeah.
Yo, Mash, do you remember that day? Do you remember that day?
Hey, man.
Who, dog?
Eh? Who? No, no, it was Dudu, our producer.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, for real?
Yeah, so, yeah.
Shame, man. Damn, bro. Ah, oh, shame, man.
No, but she's good now. No, no, she stepped
up. She pulled up her socks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hey, man.
Shame, bro. But have I like the
fired,
fact that...
Have you ever fired someone?
Have ever fired someone?
Yeah.
Fired someone. Fired? No.
Yeah.
Nah.
Hey, man, I can't do it, eh? It's tough.
It's tough, eh?
Yeah.
Wait, wait, wait. But you, how did you fire our previous sound engineer?
Oh, no, he fucked up to the max. That was easy. That was easy. That was easy.
How? What do you say?
You know, it's tough when you have to let someone go based on financial reasons. So it's not like they did something
yeah, it's
wrong.
Like, yeah, it's like, yo, there's no money.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
As opposed to, if you wrote this whole thing.
Yeah, if you fucked up, that's easy, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It makes my job easy.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you did nothing wrong, it's just that we don't have money. Then it's like, you know, like with the
we
Dudu
situation.
We have
to situation. Let you go. Yes. Oh, Dudu, it's a let you go thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you said she pulled up her socks. So with her, it's, it was a let you go financial cutting down, pruning.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So how did you do it with the sound engineer guy? Letter, WhatsApp.
Email. I know, I called, him.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Damn, man.
Yeah, I called him and then... Ah, that was easy, that one. Mm. Yeah.
What if we see roadcast on Sunwa?
Have you fired someone, bro?
Oh, plenty of times.
Nah, not yet. I haven't. I think it would be easy. Dog, if someone is not doing their job, they have to go. It's
that's easy.
Easy,
but what if, like, let's say COVID hits and then you got to let go of all those Uber Eats guys that you have?
Yeah,
that's retrenching more than
that's
firing.
That's retrenching more than firing. Mm. That one is difficult.
Maybe it's because I've been fired too many times, so I know what it feels like.
You're traumatized.
Mm. Shame, bro. Eh?
Yeah.
How do you get fired? Did they call you in and look in your eyes and be like, you're fired?
No, it's always like, we're taking a different direction. It's not working.
Is it?
I tried that on Dudu. It didn't work, man.
What direction? We don't even know what direction we're headed. You know, we're just winging this thing every week. Like, we're taking a different direction. What? Well, we've taken 5 directions in the past 5 weeks. What
Dudu
direction
like,
are we
fuck
taking?
Off. We're not going anywhere.
What direction are we taking?
You've never been fired, bro.
No, I've never. At 5, I quit.
Oh,
at 5, I sent a letter, guys, I'm going through the most. I can't do this thing anymore. They did try fire me, though, but Fresh was like, nah, I don't fire Saul, whatever, you know. And I was like, guys, it's probably been coming, but yeah. So I've never, I got fired once. I was a promotions job.
Mm.
I was doing a promo. I was working for Dallas Students. It was in Prom, where you get, like, you know, part-time jobs, a promotions job. And I was promoting the new 3 Series BMW.
Okay.
And the guy there was like the president who owned the company, Tyler Student, the president of the local BMW club. And so there was this BMW 3 Series I was promoting at 4 is more.
Yeah.
And then there were bolts and nuts that were so fancy, they were made out of whatever. And I had to open the hood and put them on the engine, you know? So after a long day, working for fucking 200 rands or whatever, I'm frustrated. I want to go home. I forgot the bolts there.
Ay.
So when I close the hood, like, boom. It's not closing. I'm thinking, it's probably like my mom's type of way. You just have to push it. You just have to push it, you know? It's going to close eventually. So there I am, like, boom. Eventually it closed, right? Perfect. Gave the key to someone who's gonna come tomorrow to give me the fucking. Then the guys, I need to not. They've got the keys in the morning. 2 guys and white guys wear suits, probably walk around or at a dealership. Tomorrow they're there. waiting for me to give me the keys. You know, they're red. Their faces are red. You know? And I'm like, hi, gentlemen. They're like, hey, Saul, what's up? I'm like, I'm good. I'm good. What's happening? Why are your faces red? You know, what's up? It's a glorious day. A glorious sunny day in Fort Wayne. What's happening? You know? And they're like, what happened here? Then there's a mark, like you see the bolts are like literally protruding. Jeez. You know, the bonnet is bent. Oh. You know, then they're like, what happened there?
And you didn't even see that?
No, I didn't. Hey. I didn't. Literally, I came to work happy. You know, I thought, hey. It's a spy now. You know, wearing my Beamer shirt. And I got there, they were pissed. You know, like, what happened there? Like, okay, no problem, you know. So, and then even if the guards say, man, you're fired. Yeah. They're like, you know, now we can't, because we need to open this thing, you know. So just go home and then we'll call you, you know, once we've sorted it out. Yeah. Never got called, never got another job from Dallas students.
Damn.
And yeah, only time I was fired.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I got fired at UJFM. By the way, you know who fired me at UJFM?
Vugile.
No, not Vugile, but he was in the room when I got fired.
The white boy.
The white guy, white boy, yeah. Stefan Porchiter.
Stefan.
Yeah. And then he hired me again.
And why?
Y Academy, because like, Saul is good. Ooh. Let's bring him in. So I was at UJ, right? Mm. And then in between my links, you know how boring. You would go down and drink, you know. Me, I was in between my links, I'll check out funny websites, you know. I check out porn, you know, like, couldn't link, you know. And then the whole server at UJFM got blocked. You know, the guys picked it up at UJ, they blocked it. And then they call the whole meeting. They're like, oh, by the way, guys, someone here has been searching. And also, there's an allowance, because we know you guys do search porn, but there's an allowance. You know what I mean? And now the whole thing has been blocked. Someone here has.
Yeah.
Come forward. You know what I mean? Then the following day, I went there. I'm like, yo, it's me, guys. I'm the one who was checking it out. What's going to happen now? They're like, don't worry. You've been suspended. What? Indefinitely.
Yeah.
And That was my firing.
Yeah.
By Stefan Potgieter. But then he hired me again at YFM. That's nuts, right?
Bro, I love how you tell stories, dog.
And you know what's fucked up, right? Like, sometimes I regret telling them because it's like, and you're just being honest, right? Yeah. And sometimes people now, like, they look too much into them and make it a thing.
And want to use it against you.
I was a kid, man. I was 18 for crying out loud. You know what I mean? Doing my first year.
Nah, but fuck it. You own it, man. You own it.
I own it. That's another thing. You know, I own it and hey, dude, we're here now.
Saul's got a knack of making something that's not funny sound so funny because of the way he says it. Last night he killed me because Jason has two numbers. What is for? Please explain this. The way you explain it.
Nah, people are going to think it's funny. It's not. Fucking frustrating. Guys, can I please get an answer even from anyone here? Why do people have a WhatsApp number that we can't call, right? And then they have a number that's not on WhatsApp. What's up with that? Like, what's up with that? Like, I don't get it. And it's always like, I lost my SIM card. Do a SIM swap. Oh, why isn't the number that you're calling with not on WhatsApp? You know?
Hey, he killed me, man, because Jason's got a WhatsApp number.
Fuck.
And a number you call on the same phone. It's like, so, let me get this straight. So, you got a WhatsApp number.
Why?
But I need to call you on another number.
It's 2022, bro. You know, microwaves grill. Fucking cars have heated seats and they almost fly now. Some don't need petrol. Niggas still have a number for WhatsApp.
There it is.
Hey, Jane manager call, yeah.
There it is. And it's same thing. It's a problem. You know, now you put on your bio bookings. WhatsApp only. Like, people are going to take you serious. Why are we WhatsApp only? Can't I just call this number? I want to hear a voice. Some people do business like that. They want to hear a fucking warm voice. You know what I mean? Now I got different numbers for this and for that. And I just don't care. Just be on WhatsApp or don't be on WhatsApp.
Who's got a situation like that?
Yeah, please explain.
No.
Just spoke about Spiso now.
In here.
And his manager.
No one, eh? Oh, we all focused here.
Yeah, like, let's fucking hell, man.
But a lot of people do it.
Yeah, cool.
I've seen a lot of people do it.
Why?
Because the original number that's on WhatsApp
they phone you, they hound you the whole time. And so now at least you can just put that number on WhatsApp only because you don't want to lose your WhatsApp contacts and then have a new number for direct calls. Like, it makes sense.
Why can't you have that number? Why is the number for direct calls not on WhatsApp
because
too?
Because I lose all my contacts and my chats.
No, that's not a good excuse.
So now I have to give everybody, redistribute to everybody that was on WhatsApp my new number.
It does it automatically now.
No, and also, you just put on your... There's a WhatsApp status that's like a story that disappears after 24 hours. Then there's a permanent status. It's easy. My new number is WhatsApp me there. Also... I don't
simple,
get it.
Simple.
Guys, it's very, like, it makes life so difficult. Like, you try to call Jason. Hey, you call this number. It's going to his woman. It's the WhatsApp number. Fucking hell. Dog. Dog.
Yo, Jay.
Hello?
Yo, Jay.
Hey, Kongweni.
Mike.
Yeah, can you hear me, bro? You see? Now the
you see you,
it's
you
not
see,
working.
He's gonna say WhatsApp called me on the other number. Well, you called them directly. Yo, guys, let's be focused about things, please, man.
Hey, man, I need to understand that it's beyond me, dog.
Bro,
it's so complicated. It's simple. This
why
thing.
Is it complicated? It's the simplest thing. I've never had that issue. Wait, this
now I'm calling the WhatsApp number. No.
I don't get that, man.
Ah, shit.
I get it. You can lose your SIM card. Do a SIM swap. Or just kill that number completely and use a new number. Or the other number, let it be on WhatsApp.
Jay.
Oh, man.
Yo.
Can you hear me? Jay. Ah, it's because there's
no network. Hey,
it's because there's no network in here. Can you hear me? Is he?
Are you calling on WhatsApp?
No, he called me back now. He called me back.
Not on WhatsApp.
Not on WhatsApp.
Nah, that's the problem.
Anyway, what else is going on? What is going on?
Hey, ghost lady. Hey, you're ghosting us for real.
No, I'm here. I was also having a look at just the story, Pala Pala Gate. The saga continues. Apparently, Petrus Motsipe bought a farm. Mm. No, he didn't buy a farm. He actually bought some cattle from Ramaphosa's farm, and one of them was worth like 2.1 million.
Jeez.
In an auction that happened yesterday at Bela Bela. So, I don't know if you guys care about that.
What does that have to do with
Pala
Pala?
A lot of people are raising eyebrows to cows. Say, I get it, we don't know. Firstly, why are cows so expensive? Why is he buying...
Yeah, you're a Man U fan. Tell us. y'all buy cows for millions. The fact check, I think, wants to explain why these cows are expensive.
Yeah.
So they're called Ankole cattle, and they've been on the steady rise. So breeders pay hefty money to actually acquire these top bulls, and they're popular among game breeders who buy them as tourist attractions and for hunting.
Hunting. You're going to buy a calf for 2 million so you can hunt it?
No, for it to breed. So it gives like good offspring.
Oh, okay. I get what you mean.
Yeah, like those get sold also.
And hunted.
Yeah, so because mainly it's the bulls, you know. It's for mating.
Yes. That's still a lot though, man.
That's a lot though. But it's an investment because they get their money's return. From the offspring that they then sell as well.
So what's that got to do with Pala Pala now?
I mean, the insinuation is because they're brothers-in-law.
Oh, yes.
They're somehow family. This is another way of them actually laundering money. That's the suspicion, I guess, from people that, you know, obviously us onlookers are like, but why is he buying a cow from his brother for so much money?
You must be sure, but this is the president you're talking about.
Yeah, no, I need to. Okay, thank God I won't be on camera.
Yeah, she won't be here next week.
Yeah, she won't be here.
She leaves us with this bullshit. Like, she leaves now we're getting lawsuits and papers from the president.
Maybe we'll trend. Maybe we'll trend and then, you know, I can come back for a second show.
So people are saying it could be
not
a laundering situation.
It's a suspicion.
Not us. Not the
Hey, Mr. President, Arnish TV!
Arnish TV! Arnish TV! Arnish TV! Arnish TV! Yo, fuck it up. What about smoke with the president? Already getting sued by people here. Fucking hell.
Allegedly. So yeah.
Okay, so he's laundering money.
But they've been doing it. Bro, they're gonna take us to the cleaner. They won't take us to the laundry, and for real, man, I'm telling you now.
So, but we got a bull in the studio. Yeah? You're the bull, like it. We'll sell you. You with a young $2 million.
You're a man. Oh, so I'm a pooler. I don't have a fucking young $2 million. I buy shoes, you know? You're the one that has to buy shoes. You got all that money fucking saved up in shoe boxes from his high school toughies. The last pair of shoes he bought. He keeps his $2 million there. His $4 million there.
It's a vendor thing.
Have you seen the president's shoes, though? Yeah, it is a vendor thing.
anything else you want to talk about?
We covered. We covered a lot.
Should I go through the prep?
Yeah, go through the prep. I'm trying to do that now. I'm not trying to lift my phone up this time around. Because, you know.
Let me see. Okay. Sanele.
Oh, shout out to Thingy. Tumsani Kamini.
Who's
he's
that?
In New York. Doja Cat's father.
Oh.
Finally, he's with this. Hey, on Father's Day. Happy Father's Day, Tumsani Kamini. He's with Doja Cat.
So they're reconciled.
Yeah, it seems so, because some dude was trolling him on Instagram, right? About, stop it. Stop posting your daughter. You're an absent father. Mm. And then he's like, what are you talking about? I'm in New York to see my daughter.
Dope, man.
So that's beautiful, man, to see. You know, shout out to him.
Something's the way to dealing with sickness of depression.
Bro.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, you posted.
Bro, this is sad because this nigga birthed all these motherfuckers, bro.
He birthed the game right now, the piano
Dali,
vocal
Dali
game.
Wonga.
Sir Trill.
All of them.
Now there's people sounding like Sir Trill and sounding like Dali Wonga.
And it stems from him.
It stems from him. He's the blueprint from which it all stems from.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah, man, he was
bro,
like,
how can you
do he birthed the soil.
Yeah.
He was a seed.
How can you do a song like Aglalegi some and be depressed?
Sleep deprivation. it also, like, you can get depressed, you know, from sleep.
Oh, I got the seed one in the soil.
Oh, the seed in the soil. Nigga, don't soil your fucking pants now. No, dog, like, but we spoke to, I think we mentioned this, we spoke to Donovan Goliath, is it?
Yes.
And he was talking about imposter syndrome.
Yes.
Imposter syndrome is when you doubt your dopeness, mm-hmm. and you think you've made it thus far, which I see, like, you know, which
and
I
all,
see.
All creatives have that.
Yeah.
90%.
Yeah, they think which I see. You know, like, you're there, maybe you're hosting a show on Mocha Live, and you think you're there because which I see.
Yeah.
You know, you got there by luck. And no, you know what I mean? It's your dopeness that got you there. Yeah. And he was doubting himself at some point. He was like, he thought he's whack.
Wow, he's so amazing though.
I'm like, dude, what do you mean? You got countless hits.
Yeah, for
the soil was never the same without you. And the soil are my friends, you know. Mm. But even they know, like, you know what I mean? The music pre or post something is different. You know, it's still beautiful, you know what I mean? But something is generational, a generational talent.
They're not the compost. They're not the soil anymore. Ah, that was a dry one. That was a dry one. That was a dry one. Ghost lady, tell send me. Said I'm a saying.
Hi. Hey.
Let's get under the bridge.
Hey.
Let's get under the bridge.
Focalistic gets invited. Focalistic gets invited over by the Grammys in the US. I didn't see that. Did you see that?
I saw him post from, you know, like Musa Kawuya likes posting people's outfits.
Yes, yes.
So I saw that post, like, of him there with a 60,000 rand bag, 100,000 rand.
Jacket.
Piano guys have money.
Hey, hey.
Like, niggas got an Adidas Gucci. I didn't know there was an Adidas Gucci bag.
Fuck.
Adidas Gucci, 60,000 or 16,000. That's the duffel bag, Nyana. And yeah, so he went to the Grammys.
He went the wrong profession, eh?
Nah, podcasting, hey, Anna, it's tough, you know?
Hey.
We can't even buy shoes. Some of my partner, like, some of Moses. It was bad, dog. But yo, shout out to him. I think it was, I don't know what he was doing. It reminds me of when Stogie T.
Yeah, Stogie T.
was at Rock Nation.
Yeah.
Jay-Z's label. You know, just there. I don't know what he was doing. Maybe they were talking about future plans. I don't know what.
How about it's our time now?
But it's
they want the sauce, bro.
They
want that South African, sauce.
That's why I was surprised with Drake that he didn't try tap into the piano thing, because he always taps into Afro beats, if you remember. Mm. You know, I was surprised. Like, you know, there was no like Pori or Cubs on the album as well, if he wants to tap into that sauce as well. Because in South Africa, there's piano and Afro tech, you know?
But I think with international, it's a different market. So now that we're going international, we'll see what it's like, that side. Because we're just exposed to SA, you know? Mm. And there's a world outside of SA.
There's a huge world and billion-dollar industries within the music sector as well. So you're right.
Yeah.
Possibly there's the noise of piano here, but outside it's small. But it's catching on when the Grammys, the Academy is going to invite the thingy.
Yeah.
The piano artist.
Kanyimba to be roasted.
Oh,
Zakala.
Jeez, that's crazy, man.
Yeah, are you emceeing Pela? It's all season now.
Let's go.
Are you on the panel?
Please tell, just tell them you got an invite, man, you know?
What?
You didn't get an invite?
Huh?
Huh? What do you mean? You're MacGyver. Won't quit. Yeah, won't quit. He's like, it's a horrible life. Like, hi. No, I'm not part of it. And I saw a lot of people on Twitter like, hey, Saul should be a part of it. I'd like to be a part of it. I'd like to roast Kanyimba.
Yeah.
I'm not a part of it, though.
Yet.
Ish, but they're going to roast you, dog. Yo, there's so much content.
Oh, I have a ton of content. You see, the content that I owned, that I roast myself, you know, so let them roast.
Yeah.
That's why, you know, like, there's value in me being in the panel. I've got a lot of content to be roasted on. Shit loads of it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's everything. There's gambling, past, there's porn, past, there is...
But if they do
leaving radio past,
if they go there, then that's predictable.
Yeah, it's like going Kanyimba going to the
Mankamte,
Mutinius, whatever, gold digger, whatever, skin bleaching, whatever. You know what I mean? But so it's, you have to find creative ways
of
going.
That's content,
there.
Yo.
She has a lot of content, bro. She has a lot of content.
Revlon files for bankruptcy.
Oof.
Yeah.
They've been doing like having losses that they can't make up for.
You care about that?
Huh? No, fuck. Who gives a fuck about Revlon, dog? I don't care about Revlon.
No, I got the makeup one. I got it.
Come on,
I
dog.
Got
it. You know, nah, don't.
Hey, what do you think, Ghost Lady, since you're a lady?
I mean, it's obviously like sad, you know, sad days. I mean, we all grew up knowing Revlon, it's a big brand. There's all these influencers. I mean, they could pay them. But now, I mean, we wonder why bankruptcy? But most of these companies also, it's not, I mean, I don't know who does it, but I'm just saying, I don't want, allegedly. Lockdown, I guess, happened. And people started doing their own makeup and they started chilling at home and finding cheaper ways of doing stuff on their faces. I guess that contributes to the not buying or the stock.
The Kardashians.
Not buying face. People not are not buying face anymore.
Yeah, people are we're doing DIY, man. You're beating your own face.
Yeah, so. But I also heard that they're struggling to penetrate the current market, which is influencer-driven.
Yeah.
So you got Rihanna having her own Fenty whatever thing. Yeah. The Kardashians have their own makeup lines. They're killing them. Everybody's having their own makeup lines. They're killing them. And so a company, legacy company like that, with all that foundation, it's still crumbling. They still find a way to crumble.
And then they say, "So it's not going to be the same." Come on, fuck out of here, man.
So whatever, man. You know, we're here for this shit. So like, yeah, bro. It's the run of the Kodak situation. Adapting, bro. Adapt.
Yeah, because they could have just paid the Kardashians and Rihanna.
Partnered with the Kardashians. Mm. They could have had the Rihanna shining whatever thing. Be like, yo, we'll go 50-50 if need be. Or we'll take 40, you take 60 because it's a game driven by, she drives the sales, right? Mm. And you still make money if you sell 1 million units of something as opposed to 500,000 units of something and you take less of that 1 million, you're still making money.
I wish SA celebs could start doing that, man. Like, starting their own products instead of just, like, putting their names on shit, you know?
Ah, you see then. Then it goes against the Revlon thing, because then a Kardashian will say, nah, I'm not going to partner with Revlon because we're making this product with my name on it and I'm still taking a percentage. I don't own it.
Yeah.
I don't own the trademark. I don't own the ingredients, the recipe and stuff for this stuff.
Mm.
So it's not easy, bro, because the companies have the plants to manufacture these things. They've got the resources. They've got the connections and everything.
Yeah, but they're still going under with all those resources. Who's got the biggest makeup line in SA?
Hmm. Is it not? Fact checker. Yeah.
But
the way it gets, it's got something. A couple of them have something.
Like you see on Instagram, they all post, I have this fashion line, I've got this makeup, but I've never seen anyone use it.
So are you asking celebrities, influencers, who's got a makeup line?
Who's a Kylie Jenner of SA?
Oh, I see. You know who?
Who?
Connie Ferguson. Remember, she used to have a thing.
With
you
Revlon,
have seen her at ShopRite and stuff, yeah.
With Revlon, eh?
I don't know with who, but there's a Connie Aquas creams and creams, man. Aquas creams and stuff. Hey, but you gave us Aquas cream before the show now.
Yeah.
What's your Aquas cream? You have it there. You got this fucking huge thing in a tub, you press it. You put your foot on top of it. And yeah, she had creams and stuff.
Yes, I remember.
Then I know that there was another one, Porsche, whatever, but she's not a celebrity. But we do have local ones.
Hmm.
I know Boiti has, is it perfume with her?
Yeah, perfume.
It's perfume, né?
Yeah.
She got perfume, you know what I mean?
So that's what Revlon should have done. They should have said, okay, let's look at the top influencers of Africa. Let's give them our makeup and they put their name on it. So just like they do with the booze, you know, how EGH Mum or Mum made a brand with Somizi.
Mm.
Like a Somizi line or whatever.
For real?
They should have done that.
Wow, that is dope. Yeah, but you see, that's another thing. Then they have to give the guys some form of ownership as well. Of course, I'm going to sell the guy, the whole company.
Yeah.
But you say, it's not just your name we're putting on and you're getting, you know, a share split, but you own this particular ingredient or this particular line, you know?
Yeah.
That's why the DJ Zintle deal is amazing with that alcohol brand, because she's a partner.
Which one?
The
Boulevard Rose.
Boulevard.
Oh, yeah. For real.
So she got shares.
Wow.
Yeah. So she's not just an influencer. She's
Yes. So she owns it forever.
As long as
it's there on the shelves,
100%.
She owns it.
Yeah.
And she has an influence in the direction it takes.
Danko. Mm.
I hope she got the same deal with Drip. You saw the her and Murder Bongs. They got perfumes now.
Finesse.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, with Drip.
Melligan took those pictures. You guys took those pictures.
Oh, damn.
The billboards, ne? Tato.
You see, it helps not to focus on roadkill. He wants to do girls by the toilet. You are the toilet.
Yes.
Finesse. Yeah? That's how you finesse the game, my nigga. Yeah. My toilet, you know.
Hey, you're on fire.
I do toilet. Hey, dude, by the toilet. I do toilet. See the difference, bro? It's different fucking games, different levels, man.
Hey, you're on fire. Today. Anyway, man. Oh, we're so excited. We're cutting down. This coming Sunday, we're out at the Nest. For the Chillers Market All Black Party. Are you coming, Ghost Lady?
Yes, I'm coming. Definitely.
Oh, yeah,
what
man.
Am I hosting? Let me host something there, man.
You want to host?
Yes.
Yeah, no, okay, cool. All right.
What do you mean you want to host?
MC, not host. Welcome to people.
You strike me like a...
Program direct.
Hey, you see, program direct. That's what I was about to go there. You strike me like a corporate...
No. Like MC.
We need some spunk, you
know? Yeah, obvious. I'm young. MC, like, you know? Yabangan.
So we're there 26th of June at the Nest. The podcast network is going to be there alongside Nkosazana Daughter.
Nkosazana Daughter!
Get Cedric!
All that for $50, dog.
Yo, all that for 50 fucking bucks.
Visit www.thisismacg.com. I'm just thinking, if you do that on radio, because people can't see, you're gonna sound crazy.
Okay, what?
What the whole thing you just did?
Oh, like, fucking Sir Trill. Hey, maybe radio needs this shit, you know? Well, that's why radio came and said, yo, come through. Maybe they need this. Maybe they need this. Maybe they need
Imagine
this.
Imagine you driving in the car and you hear this nigga go, oh!
Get him off the radio.
Is Robert Boy coming? Are you guys performing your single?
I don't know yet.
Oh, okay.
You've
exhausted the favors.
I don't know yet.
So make sure you visit www.thisismacg.com. Get your tickets. Let's rock out there. We haven't done a gig in a while, so I'm looking forward to it, man.
Yeah, man, I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait. All the fun, meeting all the chillers. Beautiful. Let's fucking vibe.
I'm going to drop songs from my EP.
Ooh, dope. Oh, songs yeah. You put your name on.
Yeah.
Ah, beautiful. Yeah. How we going? How we coming along? How many songs
in? Hey, dog, there's this guy called Mac Lopez, dog. I'm telling you, that guy's the future, man. That nigga.
Lopez? Is he like South American or something?
No. He's from, where is he from? Let me check. He's a local guy.
Oh.
Yeah.
But,
I told you about this last week. The one, it's like the King Monada song. He did the King Monada song.
Why does he call himself Lopez? That's I thought, like, it's weird. Was it like the Gomez thing? Not that referee Gomez. What Gomez? Was it Gomsh? Oh, it's Gomsh.
Where is he from? He stays in...
I'm going to ask him about his name. It's so fascinating, Lopez.
Yeah, he's coming on Sunday as well.
Dope. Is he playing?
He wants to play, yeah. I'll have to check with Jason if...
Oh, it's this Sunday.
Yeah.
Dope.
Where is he from? I think he's from the Vale or something, man. He told me, yeah.
20 numbers.
He's from Brits. You know him, ne? Oh, yeah. I was in the car with you, ne? Yeah. So, yeah, my dad just tried to call me. Let me call him back.
Oh, God, your dad, yeah. Let's call your dad, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, dad. Oh. Happy Father's Day, dad.
I've never called him dad.
You don't call him? Oh, you call him what? By his name?
Tinga.
Tinga.
Mm. Mm.
That's what you get when you drop your sons. You never get to be called dad. And that's real. That's
bom huevo.
Hey, enda tinga.
Da.
Vovuan.
Enda.
Hey, you are live on the podcast.
Where are our network? Barmin.
Ndiri are live on the podcast.
Abambe mamulwa.
Hey, nan kore happy Father's Day.
Abambina.
You can't hear me. What's wrong with my phone? Is there something wrong with my phone?
I think I can hear you.
No, I can't.
I think I can hear you, nigga.
Hey, man, fuck this kid.
What do you mean? I'm just being nice to you. I'm just being nice to you now.
Are you taking it too far, man?
No, I'm just being nice to you because you got a nice podcast and shit.
Because you're famous,
far,
nigga. I do want
about
this
the
shit.
Podcast, though.
Hey, man, I can't hear you.
Nah, I don't think he does. I don't think he does.
Hey, Pratinga. Is he still there?
No. I'm trying to call him again. Hey. I think it's my phone. There's something wrong with my phone. Because even Jason couldn't hear me.
Yeah.
Hello?
Linda? Da, what do you mean?
You're on the Tinga. Hey, you live on the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, happy Father's Day.
Thank you very much, my big boy.
How does it feel to have a son who's the biggest podcaster in Africa?
I am proud, boy.
Wow.
I am proud. Yeah, no, I'm very proud, my son. You make me proud. Too much corona, Mara. I've produced a clever guy.
Thank you. Here's my boss. His name is Saul. He wants to ask you a few questions.
Yeah.
Hey, Pratinga.
Hey,
man. Hey, man. Ah, man. Thank you. We thank you, man, for your sperm. I wanted to put it a nice way. We thank you for your semen, man. You know. Thank you for your semen, hey.
You must pay me, guys. You must pay me.
After he pays you a visit, yeah, we can pay you. Thank you, man.
Yeah,
Yeah, that guy's naughty, but you must pay me a visit. Yeah, then we call him to order.
But he gets it from you, man. But he gets you from you, man.
And yeah, listen, man, this, I called you on Friday. There's another, like, he said he wanted you to interview his sister. I said, I don't know, I'll speak to him because the sister was involved with some music for she needs fame, so she wants an interview. I said, no, I'll speak to you first, my man.
No, 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 we're not there yet. We're not there yet, Tinga. Let's take it easy. Let's take it easy. Sharp, man.
Sharp, boy, bye.
All right, man. All right, and then we're out in the UK Friday, the 15th of July. We're out in Manchester.
Manchester!
Saturday, 16th of July, we're out in London.
London!
Sunday, the 17th of July, we're out in Birmingham. Check out piradio.co.uk.
Yeah, can't wait.
And then
man,
are we still selling the jackets, yeah? Limited edition, ne?
Yes.
Until the end of the month, ne? Then it's over, ne? Okay, so after payday, it's over, ne? Okay, so you got until the end of the month to get to cop yourself one of these.
Don't sleep on them jackets.
Yeah, limited jackets.
Don't slumber.
Yeah, bo. Go slay day.
Oh, yes, yes.
Thanks for coming through. Did you have fun?
I did, actually.
I hope you don't read the comments, ne? Because they're going to say you wacky, no matter what you say.
Oh,
no matter
what. Oh, they're coming for you. Don't read the comments. Never read the comments.
Are you serious?
Yeah, they'll come for you. They'll kill your morale. You'll think you're whack when you're dope.
Jeez, guys.
Telling
Twitter,
you,
even on Twitter, nothing.
Don't.
Okay.
Switch off notifications. Best way to deal with it.
They love the original Ghost Lady, bro. Like, do yo, they? Those are hard shoes to fill.
Yes.
No, we all love
big
her. We're used to her laugh. We're used to her. We just like.
Yeah. But, you
but
held
it's been
it down.
Dope. It's been dope, yeah.
I feel like you weren't like engaging, though, you know?
I know. Like it's like I don't want to override. I want to talk because not me. I'm quite loud. So I don't want to talk
be
over
loud.
You guys.
Be yourself. You hear it yourself. Be loud. Be loud.
Jeez.
No, it was good, man. She's not just saying the president's laundering money. Nah, dogs.
We love that shit. That's the kind of shit we're here for. That's the. What else can you tell us about
the
president?
That's what you signed up for.
What else? What else can you tell us? You're the one who's got his iPad. What you seeing there? You got a sex tape?
No. Just a disclaimer. It was alleged, hey? Yo, I also don't want to. I'm also not trying to build my career, guys.
Is the president hanging?
Is he hanging? Yes.
Is he
packing?
Is he packing?
What
is he packing?
Mean?
The president.
Like,
is he packing?
Does he have a big schlong?
Yes.
Jeez, guys, I don't know.
When you look at him, does he
look
like...
Yeah, when you look at him, does he look like a guy... Who does it give you big dick energy?
I'm going about the vendor thing. I'm thinking vendor, maybe there's something there. Yeah. But yeah, now he doesn't give me that energy, no.
What do you think of Bogotá?
Nah. Nigga, I'm packing.
More people still like my Bogotá. Do you see a bulge?
Bogotá.
What do you think of Cyril in Bogotá? Eh?
Hey man, we are here podcasting chill.
Oh, the pockets. Ah, see what you did. Peace.
Welcome to Black Excellence. Do not fear, for if you do, just sip on some grandeur. And if you still do, ask ourselves, what would Mapapunzi do? Pagama chila, itlesha lefiki. Ungo yigi, even if when they ask you, how sabi yini? Do not fear, for if you do, just say, Anistivi. This is the medicine of censorship. This is the pill. Which one is that one? Podcast and chill. To advertise, email podcast@thisismechi.com.